Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Genesis, and we'll pray before we read this, and believe with me to get further into this tonight. Genesis 31 is where we're going. Let me pray with you. Father, we ask you to teach us these things. Reveal to us the glory of your house. Teach us the glory and the honor of your things and how they are to be handled and how they are to be conducted. Help us to break out of small thinking and poverty thinking, and help us to rise up to doing things in a way that really glorifies you and honors you as it ought to be. And that we might come up into faith to believe for all the resources and ability to do the work that you've called us to do in a way that glorifies you. Open our eyes to the Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Genesis 31. I want to read this to you and then we'll read the scripture. We actually ended up on this when David stood up and they were dedicating those huge offerings. You remember we read about that? They were giving billions to build the Lord's house. This is over in 1 Chronicles 29. You don't have to turn there. But David stood up at the end of that. All the fathers of the nation, they put in all their money. I mean, it was billions came in that day. And David blessed the Lord before the congregation. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever." He said, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." Now listen to this. "Both riches and honor come from you. And you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. So God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name." He said, riches and honor come from you. How many believe that? Riches and honor comes from God. Say it out loud. Riches and honor come from God. Say it again. Riches and honor come from God. Say it again. Riches and honor come from God. Comes from God. Now you'll find the phrase, riches and honor, riches and glory, I don't know, at least a dozen different places in the Bible that I'm aware of, linked together. Riches and glory. Now, a lot of times when people think of glory, they don't think riches. They think, well, now that's secular. That's natural. And that's got nothing to do because, after all, money's the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible said. Is it? What did it say?
Love.
The love of money. That's a very different thing. Right? Big, huge difference. Is God opposed to you being rich? Or did he say it was his will above all things? That you'd prosper. But see, so much of the church world doesn't believe that. Millions and millions and millions of Christians do not believe what you and I are talking about tonight. They don't believe it. But I believe it. I said, I believe it. I believe he told me it was his will for me above all things. I'd prosper and be in health. But my soul's got to prosper. Right? My mind's got to be renewed. I got to come out of all the ungodly, unscriptural, traditional thinking. And oh, there's a bunch of it. I said, there's a bunch of it. And you'll think you're doing pretty good and you'll run into something else. You'll think, oh man, just like that $15,000 dog a few minutes ago. Some of you bumped up to some stuff right then. Right? Why? Yeah, I was talking to somebody today about some of these things. And I was reminded of Job. Anybody remember Job?
Yes.
Job, if you go back with a calculator, it won't take you too much. Figure up all his livestock and all the people it would take to run that. And you see very easily he was a multi-billionaire. Very easily. The Bible said he was the richest man around. But he was a righteous man. Godly man. And the devil, how many can see the devil hated Job? Oh, he hated him. Why? Why? Well, the devil hates a godly man or woman. Certainly. The devil's perfect will for you is that you die and go to hell with him. Now, if you're saved, you've already missed the devil's perfect will. Somebody say, thank God. I've already missed the devil's perfect will for my life. But his acceptable will is that you go to heaven. Now. Right now. I mean, if you're not going to go to hell with him, get out of the earth. Don't influence anybody for Jesus. Don't tell anybody else about what you know. If you're going to go to heaven, go right now. He hates godly people. He hates righteous people. But if there's anything he'd hate worse, it's a rich, righteous man or woman. Oh, that's why you see people get so worked up about this stuff, because the devil hates it. Oh, he hates it. Why? Because not only was Job righteous, he was so rich, he was so powerful, his whole city listened to him. He had such wise. How many understand in this world, money's power? Right? If you don't believe it, you just ought to see some things. I've seen situations where people come in a certain way. You fly into town in a $50 million airplane. Entourage of stuff come to meet you. People treat you different. The guy at the stand treats you different. I mean, the guy at the gas station. I mean, people treat you different. And a lot of times people that wouldn't even give a nod to somebody else because they're supposed to be so rich, they'll stand there and listen, act polite. And did you hear me?
Yeah.
This is not just my theory now. Ecclesiastes said, the poor man's wisdom is not heard.
Yeah.
Well, how many understand God does not want his wisdom to be unheard?
Right.
It should be heard.
Yes.
Right? How many understand it takes money to broadcast things and get things out? And it shouldn't be a problem for the kingdom of God because God is so powerful. But people think wrong. He said riches and honor. Everybody say riches and honor.
Riches and honor.
It comes from you. It comes from you. You got your place in Genesis?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 31. Everybody say riches and honor. Notice this language here. Genesis 31:1. The Bible is talking about how, we studied this already, how Jacob came over with just a stick in his hand and his backpack, I guess. And after, you know, a number of years, he's got all this livestock, he's got all these servants, he's got all this stuff. And in Genesis 31, verse 1 says, he heard the words of Laban's sons saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of all that was our father's has he gotten all this glory. All this what?
Glory.
What are they talking about? They're talking about stuff. Why use the word glory? Because people don't think that way. They think glory has got nothing to do with riches. Hold your place here. We're in Genesis. Go all the way to Revelation. How many figure you find something in the front and in the back? You probably find it in the middle too. Right? Revelation 5:10. Revelation 5:10. He talked about, he saw a group stand up that were redeemed to God out of every kindred, every tongue, and people from every nation. And he said, he's made us to our God kings and priests. What? Paupers? No, priests. Kings. And we shall what? Rain on the earth. How about in the ages to come? Are you going to be broke?
No.
Are you going to be under?
No.
Are you going to be over?
Yes.
Ruling and reigning. You're getting trained right now for that. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's millions.
Yeah.
And they were saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and
riches."
Oh, surely they made a mistake.
No.
I mean, this is in heaven. This is the glory of God. Why would you talk about riches right here? This is that a misprint, you think? Riches? Riches and wisdom and strength and what? Honor and glory and blessing. Riches and glory are linked together in the scriptures many places. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. Numerous places you see riches and glory, riches and honor, even concerning the Lamb of God. Riches. Let's just back up again now. All the riches that are in the earth, is it for the devil?
No.
Did he create it?
No.
Does it belong to him?
No.
Should it be in the hands of unbelievers?
No.
Should it be used to build the finest casinos that money could buy? How many understand that they will level casinos that cost hundreds of millions of dollars? There's nothing wrong with them. Just level it to build a new one. Did you hear me? You talk about money. Just pour it in there like water. And yet somebody paid too much for the carpet in the church. And folks going, "Oh, you wasted that. You wasted. You could have given that to the poor." Let me say something to you, and I know some people, if they didn't hear everything that went before it, you might not like it, but it needs to be said. Jesus' primary ministry was not to the poor. His primary ministry is to getting the word to people, getting people saved, not ministering to the poor. He did minister to the poor. That was not job number one. And yet we got all kind of people in Christendom today, they think that is Christianity. Well, you can give to the poor and then be lost.
Right.
And if a man gets all kind of stuff and loses his soul, what did it benefit him? Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.